Florida Farm Bureau is also concerned about the farmers that are affected by this because poor water quality is not helpful to farming either. That said, there's a lot of blame going around, a lot of finger pointing going around. And I think that everybody in Florida is to blame for what's going on, as well as what's happened in the springtime just due to excessive rainfall that has put an excessive amount of water into Lake Okeechobee for this time of year. Rather than point fingers and try to direct blame back and forth, because I think that's a waste of time and energy and money, I'd rather us all stand back and depend on our Department of Environmental Protection, our Water Management District, Corps of Engineers, others that are actively involved to look for solutions, knowing that those solutions are going to take time because of the latent effects of the nutrients that are both in the lagoon as well as in Lake Okeechobee. It's going to take years to resolve, but I think that best management practices on the farms and in the urban environment and looking at septic tank retrofits where they can be done, I think is an important step forward, and we can be working towards better water quality for everybody.